Hello, friends. Welcome back to another episode. I am recording today's episode 10 p.m. the night before this episode releases, just because it was one of those days I've been meaning to record for days on end, and it just has not happened. And so I'm just going to keep this episode short and sweet. I wanted to talk about five thriller and mystery books that I've read recently. I wanted to just give my, raw and honest book reviews on them. So without any preamble, four of the five mysteries I found really enjoyable. None of them were worthy of five stars. Like, none of them were excellent or like stood out as exceptionable. Two were just like good. Two were like okay. And one was just terrible. So you're listening to episode 127 of The Raw and the Cooked. I'm your host, Dara Boxer. And today I am going to give you five book reviews for five mysteries that I've read recently. Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Raw and the Cooked, a weekly podcast that provides simple routines around the home, plus raw and honest book reviews. My name is Dara. I'm a Midwestern stay-at-home mom to three young kids, and I thrive on simplicity. Okay, so we're going to go in order from what I liked the best to what I liked the least. So let's start with book number one, and it was Murder Road by Simone St. James. And I've liked Simone St. James for a while. This is actually the third novel that I've read in the last handful of years from her. And I would say that every single novel that I've read from her, including Murder Road, the one I've read recently, was a solid four stars. I really love a good ghost story, and I feel like she's a very good, captivating writer, and weaves together a really interesting mystery to solve. Though for this particular novel, I did sense the plot twist, like one of the big main ones from like a mile away, but it didn't necessarily like take away from the overall plot. And I found myself excited to figure out the rest of the mystery. And again, her writing is very, very captivating, and it makes you just want to like keep turning the pages until you like figure out what happened. So I would definitely recommend Murder Road by Simone St. James. And just as like a bonus, the Murder Road, like where all these murders take place in this like really small town in Michigan, is called Atticus Line. So that's actually my youngest son's name. So it was really fun to read, his name, like probably on like at least every page. So that was just a fun little whatever. So Atticus Line was like the creepy murder road. That was like not a main character, but like kind of. It felt like a. I don't know the technical term for it, where like an inanimate object becomes like a character in of itself. So that was like really fun that it was like my youngest son's name. So anyway, Murder Road by Simone St. James. I would definitely recommend that if you're looking for a good ghost story. And book number two is First Lie Wins by Ashley Elston. I didn't think this was like fantastic, but it was easy and bingeable enough. It felt a little lost, and I got confused a lot of the times. Like, I think there were just like too many flashbacks and too many details to keep track of, like for the timeline. I liked a few of the twists, but at some point I was just like ready for it to just end. And it was just one of those books that like, it does set up an interesting plot. It meanders a bit. You get like a little lost in the timeline, a little lost in like the different threads that happen. And I just like really wanted it to end. Because like what is happening, and then finally something does happen, and then it's like a page turner until the end. I liked it enough to give it like a 3.5 stars that I rounded up to four because I was just like in a good mood. Like the writing was fine. The mystery itself was not the best, but it like kind of wrapped up in a neat, efficient way. So I'm going to give it bonus points for that. I liked the writer Ashley Elston enough to read another novel, 10 Blind Dates by her. And that was more of like a young adult romance. It was very cute. And like, that was adorable. So like as a bonus, I'm going to recommend 10 Blind Dates to you. But First Lie Wins wasn't terrible. I think it was a Reese Witherspoon book club pick, which I'm going to knock off points for because I find Reese Witherspoon like incredibly annoying as a person. And I think she picks really frustrating books. But that's beside the point. Okay. So Mystery number three was The Marriage Lie by Kimberly Bell. And Kimberly Bell is a new-to-me author, and I would probably read another one of her books because it was a decent enough plot, but I felt like it was like dragging on and on. I liked the characters, and I thought the story was engaging, but I felt like the mystery took forever to unpack, and it left me very underwhelmed. And I should also note that I listened to this as an audiobook, and it felt very whiny. So I feel like listening to it was probably a mistake. I just felt like there was like a lot of like a, oh no, like a lot of like, it's about this woman whose husband dies in a plane crash. And as she's like grieving, she unpacks like a lot of mysteries. Like it turns out that like he wasn't supposed to be on the flight that crashed. He was supposed to be going in the completely opposite direction. It's like, well, why did he tell me that he was going to this conference in this city when he like, anyway, so she starts like unraveling and unpacking, and there's just like a lot of like an, oh my gosh, like, yeah, my husband, my sweet, poor, I don't know. It was just like very like whiny. I obviously want to be sympathetic because this character just like lost her husband in a plane crash, but I don't know. It was like really grating on the ears to listen to. And the author, the narrator, had like a really annoying like southern twang to her voice that I can't quite explain. It didn't really make sense for the location where she was supposed to be. I don't know. So like little details like that. And I think maybe it would have been better as like a book as opposed to listening to it as an audiobook. So maybe I'm being a little too harsh with that. But solid 3 stars. So I don't know. It's okay. And then book number 4 is Bright Young Women by Jessica Knoll. This is the second book I've read by her. The first one I read was Luckiest Girl Alive. God, almost like 10 years ago now. So with this one, Bright Young Women, I have very mixed feelings about it. It was sort of like a spin on the Ted Bundy murders. It was set in the 70s with like kind of the same like, you know, handsome, charming, you know, serial killer who like murders a bunch of girls in a sorority house while also like having escaped, you know, a situation and like murdered other women and like in other cities. So yeah, that was kind of like the setup, but the book was very clever in some ways, and I felt like in others, the plot got really lost. Like some roads that the author took us down seemed to have like no point to it, nor did it advance the plot forward. And then other times it felt like really, like a really important point was just like completely abandoned after like investing so much time and effort into it. So it felt like we got really mixed messages, and I kind of hated most of the characters. I thought their intentions and motives and their just overall, like they just felt very, I don't know. I can't quite put my finger on it. Overall I did enjoy the premise. Like, you know, ultimately it's about like a murderer who snuffs out the life of like bright young women too soon, and the aftermath of the bright young women that are left behind to pick up the pieces. So I feel like that was sort of like the overall like sales pitch of the book. But I felt like it was very scattered and like didn't make a lot of sense. Like the flashbacks didn't really support like what we were looking for overall. So I don't know. But like on the other hand, it was very well done. I don't know. I'm obviously very mixed about this book. I think I'm just going to give it a solid 3 stars and just like move on. And finally, the book that I would avoid, and I don't even think I would call it like a mystery or a thriller in any sense of the definition, is Salt House Place by Jamie Lee Sogan. I haven't even finished this book. I'm about 2/3 of the way through, and I like really cannot bring myself to finish. It is so boring, and I just don't have the energy to care about how the book ends or like why or what or how or like what the motives are, like who the villains are. I just don't care. It's just not a good story, like period, hard stop. I don't even know what the mystery we're trying to solve is, to be honest. Like it's such a convoluted mess of a book. So I would definitely avoid this. And I feel like I've been seeing it on the internet circulating around, and just know that it's like, it's not a good book. So there, that's just my like raw opinion on it. So those are the five mystery slash thrillers that I have read recently. So again, I think the only one I would like honestly recommend, and can say with like a straight face without being like, well, it was good, but, is Murder Road by Simone St. James. And the other three, are good time killers. They're good beach reads, I guess. And Salt House Place is just one I would like not even bother to read the description of the book because it's just bad. So, okay. Thank you guys for tuning in. I'm going to head to bed because it is late, and I need to be better about carving out time for this in the middle of the day. All right. Take care.